The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Friday, November 4, 2022. The vast majority of countries voted in the UN General Assembly against the U.S. blockade of Cuba, ratifying the isolation and worldwide rejection of Washington's hostile policy. The resolution was approved by 185 votes in favor, while maintaining the opposition of the United States and its unconditional ally Israel, while Brazil and Ukraine abstained. This text will be added to the 29 resolutions adopted every year since 1992, when this type of voting began, interrupted only in 2020 due to the COVID-19 pandemic. On the last day of debate prior to the vote, the Cuban Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez affirmed that more than 80% of the population of his country was born under the blockade. He recalled that 3 decades have passed since the UN General Assembly voted for the first time on this resolution, which has received universal support. The head of the island's diplomacy, who asked to let Cuba live in peace without blockade, warned that since 2019, the U.S. government escalated the siege against the island to a more cruel and inhuman dimension. The blockade imposed by the United States on Cuba for more than 6 decades has hindered the effective social inclusion of people with disabilities in the country and the improvement of the standard of living. By virtue of such a policy, Cuba cannot import essential equipment and supplies from the United States to meet the needs of these vulnerable individuals, and their purchase in other countries is persecuted. These provisions significantly limit the domestic production of wheelchairs, since raw materials, parts and pieces for the manufacture, and spare parts must be purchased through intermediaries, which entails a significant increase in costs. Meanwhile, blind and visually impaired people in Cuba cannot benefit from the JAWS screen reader, which would allow them to interact with computers, because the blockade laws prevent the use of this software developed by the U.S. company Enterer Joyce. It also affects the development of the National Cochlear Implant Program, which mainly favors children with severe or profound hearing loss due to the difficulties in receiving accessories for these medical devices and the persecution of donations of batteries and other components from companies elsewhere in the world. Cuba will participate in the 5th China International Import Exhibition with a virtual pavilion, where it will promote the main products and services of its exportable portfolio, diplomatic sources confirmed. The island's ambassador in Beijing, Carlos Miguel Pereira, specified that the exhibition includes items such as coffee, rum, tobacco, and lobster, in addition to the latest in the biopharmaceutical industry and tourist, cultural, and educational attractions. He defined the Cuban presence at the event as an always valuable opportunity to promote and expand exports of new rubles and services, as well as resize the economic and trade relations between the two countries. And in the international agenda, we have that the Argentinian Ministry of Foreign Affairs reiterated its call to the United Kingdom to resume the talks on the sovereignty of the Malvinas Islands. On Thursday, the UK announced its intention to fulfill its obligations and negotiate with Mauritius the return of Chagos, as provided by Resolution 2066 of the United Nations General Assembly. After learning about it, the Secretary for the Malvinas, Antarctica, and South Atlantic at the Argentinian Foreign Ministry, Guillermo Carmona, assured that London must also respect Provision 2065 of that body on the islands. Today is a transcendental day for all the peoples who fight for an end to colonialism in all its forms and who, like Argentina, for more than 189 years, defend their legitimate sovereign rights, he pointed out. The path followed by Mauritius, using all the tools that international law offers, is the same that the world and nation are pursuing to resolve the disputed issue, he added. Meanwhile, German ambassador to Brazil, Heiko Thams, on Thursday condemned the use of Nazi gestures in protest against the electoral victory of President-elect Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva in the southern state of Santa Catarina. Videos posted on social media show supporters of the far-right leader Jair Bolsonaro with their arms extended to the front while they sing the national anthem. Such a gesture was compared to the salute of Nazi Germany. Thams wrote on social media, "The use of Nazi and fascist symbols by clearly far-right protesters is deeply shocking. Advocating Nazism is a crime." He pointed out that it is not about freedom of expression, but about an attack on democracy and the rule of law in Brazil. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.